We're going to head to Belfast now and talk to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, as the new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets the First and Deputy First Ministers and party leaders a little bit later this morning. Vincent, after years of Conservative British Prime Ministers being accused of having a hands-off approach to the North, not visiting, not meeting politicians, will this be viewed as a good start by Keir Starmer?
Absolutely. I mean, a number of people were saying yesterday, politicians and journalists among them were saying it's been like a breath of fresh air in terms of engagement. We have Hilary Benn, the new Northern Ireland Secretary of State, only put in position on Friday. He arrived in Northern Ireland on Saturday. Here we have Keir Starmer, just day four of his premiership. He visited Scotland yesterday, Northern Ireland today. And they really have hit the ground running, as they said they would. So I think there is now an expectation amongst all the parties in Northern Ireland that they will probably see more of the Labour government. There are very high hopes as to what that engagement might bring and what the kind of relationship that they might have. But also a few warning shots already fired from Hilary Benn that they may not get everything they want.
Well, that's it. We were talking to Andrew Muir, Minister for the Environment, a little bit earlier on the programme, and funding is very much top of the agenda. More money. But of course, there's no guarantee of no further cuts or a reversal of cuts already made. There's no commitment there by Labour on that. And Hilary Benn is talking about potential public service reform. What does he mean by that?
He hasn't spelled out in detail what he means, but I think one of the things that there's pushback on already is the need for the Assembly to revenue raise itself, perhaps through rates, perhaps through water charges, perhaps through ending the policy of free prescriptions and a few other measures. And the Assembly has been absolutely reluctant to do that because, of course, politicians don't like making unpopular decisions. They don't like to make decisions that will lead to members of the public having to pay more money. The Conservative Party pushed back for the past couple of years, saying they couldn't simply keep giving money. The Assembly had to do its own revenue raising. And Labour have had the same message already. Hilary Benn spent that out yesterday. He also said that per head, there's more public sector expenditure by the British government in Northern Ireland than there is in England or indeed anywhere else in the UK. So I think if the parties are hoping that Keir Starmer is coming with a big chequebook and will give them everything they want, I think they're going to be disappointed. There is an expectation, certainly, that the Treasury will have some money set aside. Labour will want to make a positive impact, will want to free up money, perhaps for a big project like Casement Park, for example, where Hilary Benn said yesterday very clearly Casement Park must be built. But you know, I think the Labour government have made it very clear as well that they simply will not be writing blank cheques, that if the Assembly want more money, well, then they're going to have to firstly raise some of themselves, but secondly, spell out very, very clearly how they're going to spend that money.
On Casement Park, he said it was probably the most urgent issue on his desk, which is quite a remarkable statement. Could it be axed as a venue for Euro 28?
That's entirely possible. I think the urgency is down to the time scale because they have to make a decision very quickly. Hilary Benn said yesterday that in terms of that decision-making process, Audrey, we are now in extra time. So after extra time in football comes penalties, and the penalty here could be they lose a Casement as a venue for the Euros. Hilary Benn said yesterday they need to have conversations with UEFA about this because this isn't a stadium that can be built and opened, say, 48 hours before major championships. The UEFA set out very firm timelines that have to be met along the way. There's a period of time where the stadium has to bed in. There have to be a number of matches played at the stadium as a bit of a test run to make sure it can actually cope with a big international competition. So the deadline is probably passed. So I think what the government might look for and what the Assembly might look for is for UEFA to give them some kind of permission to actually maybe break one or two of those deadlines en route to it. They'll also look at how they can get a builder in place and maybe accelerate the building process. So people haven't given up hope on it yet. And certainly on the Irish government side, yes, you saw the Taoiseach yesterday, Simon Harris, welcoming the British government commitment on Casement because the Irish want to see this built. I suspect this will be high on the agenda when the Taoiseach meets Keir Starmer in Downing Street next week. But time is running out and there is a concern here among those who want Casement built. There's a real concern that it may not happen on time for that huge football championship.
Positive talk from Dublin and from London about working together. Could there be any further changes to Brexit agreements planned, Vincent?
Well, there is talk of a veterinary agreement, which has been talked about for the past year, 18 months. And the sense was that Europe didn't trust the British government enough to enter into further agreements, and perhaps vice versa. Now, Hilary Benn yesterday was very clear. He said he blamed the Conservative government for trashing, he said, international agreements. And he said the Labour Party will not act in that way. So Keir Starmer, very keen to signal to Europe that if he makes an agreement, he will be as good as his word. And the Irish government have made it very clear that if it comes to that veterinary agreement and other relationships with Europe, they will be an ally to the UK. So there is an expectation that there will be an improvement in the relations between London and Brussels, as well as London and Dublin. And that could happen pretty quickly.
Vincent, thank you very much indeed. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, live from Belfast.